Second call meeting order for the Board of Water and Natural Resources, January 7th, 2021. Welcome to everyone attending today's meeting on an EDM site or on a telephone or listening online. This meeting is streaming on southdsd.net, a service of South Dakota Broadcasting. Please mute the microphone at the EDM site if you're not participating in the discussion, as any side conversations or general noise in the room may be picked up and can be disrupted. Also, for the benefit of our online listeners, please identify yourself before speaking during the meeting. Today's meeting is being recorded. The audio will be made available online. To find the audio recording, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link and select the name of the board.
Roll call.
Need to approve the agenda? I think we need to call a roll for filming. Let's call a roll. Let's see who's on here.
Adam? Bernhard?
Here.
Dinner.
Hi.
Johnson.
Here.
Soho.
Here.
Carl Adam. Okay. We have four board members.
Carl.
Brenda, did you hear me?
What?
I'll go see Carl.
Okay.
Can you just talk right there?
Yeah, we can hear you.
That was Carl.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, Carl's on now. We should be good to go, Jerry.
So we have four of our members?
Five.
Very good. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Gennert.
Second, Bernhard.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor, ready to call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gennert?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
And Soho?
Aye. Motion to approve the agenda of the minutes from the November 5th, 2020 board meeting.
So moved, Gennert.
Wait a second.
Second, Bernhard.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? With an aye, Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam? Carl Adam? Bernhard?
Aye.
Gennert?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soho?
Aye. Adam's an aye, too.
Very good. At this time, is the public comment period? Is there anyone that has any comments or concerns or questions? Hearing none, moving on to agenda item number 5, section 219 applications. Chris.
Good morning, I'm Chris Hogarth with DBNR. I'm our section 319 implementation coordinator. Chairman Soholt, members of the Board of Water and Natural Resources is a designated entity that provides the state Section 319 non-point source project funding recommendations to EPA. The board considers recommendations from the non-point source task force as part of its selection process. This year, three applications requesting $2,359,000 in 319 funding were received by DBNR. Then reviewed by the non-point source task force and will be presented to the board today. The 2021 Clean Water SRF intended use plan authorized the use of $1,150,000 in administrative surcharge fees for water quality grants to supplement consolidated and Section 319 programs for water wastewater treatment and TMDL implementation projects. We anticipate receiving $2,683,000 in 319 funds, which is at the same level of last year's allocation. DENR and non-point source task force recommendations summarized in the table in the board packet reflect both the anticipated fiscal year 2021 Section 319 federal funding allocation and $200,000 in clean water SRF water quality grant awards. the department proposes to use $770,000 for administration of the non-point source program, which would leave $2,113,000 for past due grants. With final fiscal year 2021 appropriation levels being delayed until the new budget is in place, DNR recommends that up to $200,000 in water quality funding be allocated for these projects. If a decrease in Section 319 funding occurs, all pass-through grants will be reduced proportionally. This year, three applications and the recommended funding levels are as follows. Belfouche River Watershed Implementation Project, Segment 9, which is an amendment. The sponsor is Belfouche River Watershed Partnership. The total cost of the project is $4,237,000. And they came in for a 319 grant request of $234,000. DNR staff recommendation was $213,000 in Section 319 funds. And the staff recommendation is based on Section 319 funds available, leftover project funds, and the sponsor's ability to successfully leverage funds from other partners. The sponsor should submit future applications for 319 funds. We continue to work with other potential funding partners to help make up the shortfall on 319 funds awarded. The second project was the Northeast Glacial Lakes Watershed Improvement and Protection Project. This is a new segment, Segment 5. The sponsor is Bay County Conservation District. Total cost of the project is $762,137. The 319 grant request is $525,000. DNR staff recommendation is for a total of $400,000, $200,000 for that coming from Section 319. The other $200,000 coming from the water quality grant. Staff recommendation is based on the project history of completed practices and funding spent. The sponsor should submit future applications for 319 funds and continue to work with other potential funding partners to help make up the shortfall in Section 319 funds awarded. Staff also recommend focusing efforts in the watersheds of the Whetstone and Yellowbank Rivers. There are many areas that need implementation as well as protecting the glacial lakes from becoming impaired. The third project is the South Central Watershed Implementation Project. This is a new segment, Segment 2. Sponsors James River Water Development District. Total cost of the project is $19,255,340. 319 grant request of $1,600,000. DNR recommendation is $1,500,000 Section 319 funds. Staff recommendation is based on the history of practices implemented in the project area. The sponsor should submit future applications of 319 for 319 funds and continue to work with other potential funding partners to help leverage the Section 319 funds award. So, Mr. Chairman, on December 8, 2020, the non-point source task force met and voted to concur with DNR's funding recommendations that I just outlined. And at this time, I'm not sure if Jay Gilbertson's online, but Jay Gilbertson, our non-point source task force chairman, would like to comment on the task force process.
Jay, as Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Jay Gilbertson of East Federal Water Development District. As Chris said, I'm the chair of the non-point source task force. Again, we met on the December 8th, heard presentations from the three applicants, and after careful consideration, the task force has concurred with staff recommendations for funding for the available funds this time around. I would note, having been involved in this process for a very long time, this is one of the few times where, although we had more requests, or we had requests for more money than was available, there wasn't a whole lot more being asked for. It's not uncommon that requests come in seeking two or three times the available funding, and I think we were about 10% over. And so, although nobody got exactly what they wanted this time around, nobody did that, there were no sad faces when we were over. And would again ask the board's support of the staff and task force recommendations for 319 funding for fiscal 2021.
Thanks, Jay. So, Mr. Chairman, DNR requests two separate board actions to provide for the awards from the water quality grant funding source, as well as to provide the state 319 funding recommendations to EPA. So the first requested action is a motion to authorize the department to enter into a grant agreement with the Dade County Conservation District in the total amount of $200,000 from the Clean Water SRF administrative surcharge fees pursuant to the 2021 Clean Water SRF intended use plan, contingent upon the 2021 legislature authorizing the required budget authority for the awards. This will allow the department to prepare and execute one agreement with this entity for both 319 and Clean Water administrative surcharge fee funds, and not have to bring this back before you for approval of a separate water quality grant.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the recommendation?
So moved, Gunnar.
Second, Bernhard.
Motion and a second. Are there any additional questions at this time?
Are there questions regarding the entire presentation or just for this particular topic?
This particular motion.
Okay, I'll hold my question until we get to the entire package.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor with an aye. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam? Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnar?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Adam?
Adams and I again. I apologize. We've got a delay here.
The second requested action is a motion to concur with the funding recommendations of the department and the non-point source task force, and authorize the department to forward the fiscal year 2021 Section 319 funding recommendations to EPA with adjustments to final federal funding levels.
We have a request to support.
Requesting a motion?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded. Any additional questions at this time?
Can I ask questions regarding the entire package, or are we going to wait?
Yes.
I have two questions.
May.
Two questions.
Okay.
The first question has to do with the fact that these three particular projects have multifaceted proportions. And I've looked at these, but I've been on the board a lot of years, and I see the same thing every year. I don't ever remember people saying, this is what we have accomplished on the different facets of these projects.
Sure. We could put that in the packet.
You gotta put it in the packet, because some of these are 7 or 8, 9 over so many years.
Sure, yep.
And what you've accomplished and so forth.
We could do that.
And what you can't accomplish because you don't have the money.
Sure. Yeah, we could put that in there. I know, for example, South Central Watershed Implementation Project, we just got finalized a success story in that watershed for Peter Creek. Basically that was on the integrated report and now is meeting all of its standards, so we could put stuff like that in there for sure. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about best management practices for grazing and farming and all the rest.
Yep.
That's pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, somebody is taking care of all this and making a judgment in that regard?
Sure, and then every year we put together an annual report that's required that has all of the accomplishments for every year, how much we spent, what best management practices have been implemented in the state. We have all that in a non-point source annual report.
Okay, so but the board never sees that report.
Okay.
Is that correct? Is there some reason that we don't see the report?
Mr. Chair, could I chime in here? Barry McLaren, the administrator of the Watershed Protection Program. To answer your questions, Mr. Gunnar, each watershed project does write final reports. In those reports are all of their accomplishments that they've accomplished throughout each segment.
Okay.
And in there describes the dollars that were spent, the match that was used to match the dollars that were spent for 319 or NRCS's equip fund or wherever. So the funding side of that is all in there. Those watershed project final reports are all posted online on the DNR web. So what I would suggest is maybe post that link to that, because those documents are, there's a lot.
Certainly.
And I think to try to put that in board packets would get.
Okay.
So lots of information in them, but if there's something in particular that you're interested in, that's something that we would gladly pull out of those documents for you and report what we have. So that information is available. It's electronic and also in hard copies if it's something you want to sit down and read. But like I said, we certainly can provide any part of that that you'd like to see.
If you can provide me with where I can get it on the internet, that's fine.
Okay, just that link?
That'd be good.
Okay. Perfect.
That's question number one. Question number two has to do with the these different areas which are under consideration for funding. The areas end at the borders of the states. What is the coordination with the state of Wyoming, the state of Nebraska, so forth, and what's going on? Does the project just end at the border and nothing goes down further south into Nebraska or west into Wyoming?
As far as the Belle Fourche does do a little bit with Wyoming. As far as, you know, each state gets their own 319 allocation every year, and it's based upon a formula that's population, crop land use. So each state kind of gets their own little pot of money. So there is a little bit of, you know, talking back and forth, but as far as us going into Wyoming and doing anything there or Nebraska, they have their own pot of money to work on that portion of their state. So there is some collaboration and stuff like that, but as far as different states, they have their own pot of money. So generally, the funding stops at the border.
Unless, I understand the money part, but what I'm curious about is the actual practice of what you're doing. Is there any coordination on the six or seven items you have in different projects?
Probably about the only one that would be the Belle Fourche, because I think Wyoming is working in that portion of the Belle Fourche River. Everything else, like I said, I mean, there's Nebraska, Minnesota are actually in different regions for EPA, so I mean, that actually is separated as well. So there's not a lot of collaboration, but there is some collaboration.
Well, that's disappointing.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dick Gilbertson, if I could maybe speak to that. Obviously, on the eastern side of the state, the Big Sioux Basin is not entirely within South Dakota. Parts of the lower basin head in southwest Minnesota and western Iowa. And so, as Chris noted, the funding that we get and have access to is really designed for South Dakota, obviously. Minnesota and Iowa have their own programs, but both the Big Sioux Watershed Project, which has to take water from Minnesota, and then the proportions of the Northeast Glacial Lakes Project, which are the headwaters that send water into Minnesota, we have maintained pretty strong connections across the state line. It's not always possible to coordinate, to mesh things up perfectly. Timelines don't always sync up, but we try and make sure that, you know, if there's something we're doing on the upstream side in the Yellow Bank River, that folks in Minnesota on the downstream side are aware of it and then can take advantage of it. In fact, 5-8 years back, we did a cooperative assessment project looking at the whole of the Whetstone and the Yellow Bank Rivers in the Northeast, and that included sampling on both sides of the state line, cooperation between DDNR, East Dakota, the local watershed groups, and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. So to the extent practical, we try and make those connections. But as Chris noted, sometimes it's a little tough. We're in EPA Region 8. Minnesota is EPA Region 5. Nebraska and Iowa are EPA Region 4. So we've got, you know, three or four different states, three different EPA regions. It's not always the easiest thing to do. But to the extent practical, we try and work. If for no other reason than if we're spending a bunch of money cleaning up one side of the creek, it'd be nice if the other guys are doing the same thing, particularly if we're on the downstream side. So we'll do what we can.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Chris, can you repeat what we are voting to approve?
Yep, so the second recommendation is a motion to concur with the funding recommendations of the department and the non-point source task force, and authorize the department to forward the fiscal year 2021 Section 319 funding recommendations to EPA with adjustments to the final federal funding level once we get those. So basically the 319 portion of it to EPA.
Thank you. All in favor with an aye. Opposed, nay. Brenda, please hear call the roll.
Adam. Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
And Soholt.
Aye. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it very much.
Yep, thank you.
Drinking water facility funding application. Andy.
Chairman Soholt, members of the board. Before we get into the first drinking water applications, just do a quick little recap on the funds. I'm going to mainly stick just to the drinking water since we don't have any sanitary storm sewer applications. In the consolidated program, we're looking at about $1.18 million. The drinking water Build America bonds were awarded last year, fully obligated. Drinking water SRF loans, almost $36.6 million available. And then the drinking water principal forgiveness, about $1,587,000 available for any borrower, and an additional $810,000 available for disadvantaged communities, bringing our total to just under $2.4 million total available for drinking water principal forgiveness. I'll skip over the sanitary storm sewer page and move on to our two drinking water applications that are shown on the screen on the map. Our first is from the town of Edgemont. Edgemont is proposing to install an iron reducing pretreatment system at its water treatment facility. They have recently completed a new water treatment plant, new wells, and a new water storage tank. After completion of the facility, high iron levels were found in the incoming raw water from the new wells. The high iron content is a new issue and is causing buildup of deposits in the treatment facility's radionuclide removal system, causing it to not properly function. It also contributes to an undesirable taste and odor in the municipal water system. They are expecting to be able to bid the project in the spring of 2021, with construction completed yet in the fall of 2021. Total project amount is $637,000, and that is the amount they have requested. Current rates in Edgemont are $62.80 per 5,000 gallons. Since June of 2015, Edgemont has been working on these projects to improve the drinking water system and has received a total of $4,590,000 to address these issues. Of this amount, 75.2%, $3,452,890 has been awarded as grants for principal forgiveness. The remaining $1,137,110 in funds are drinking water SRF loans at 0% interest for 30 years. This is based on Edgemont's MHI being less than 60% of the statewide household income. Staff recommendation is to award a $637,000 drinking water SRF loan at 0% for 20 years, with 25.2% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $160,000. We would note the short term on this loan is due to the 20-year useful life of the iron removal equipment being funded. Edgemont is pledging a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. The surcharge required for repayment of the net loan is $5.50 current water rates again, and that's $162.80. That total current rate includes $10 that is put into a repair and replacement fund, and an additional $14.60 that goes into an operation and maintenance fund. The surcharges on the previous two SRF loans amounted to $8.75 per month due to the large amount of subsidy and 0% interest loans. Previously, when making funding recommendations, staff has recommended that Edgemont use a portion of the replacement repair fund or the O&M funds established in their rates to establish the surcharge and allow overall rates to remain lower. At this time, the city has chosen in the past to establish the surcharges without decreasing those funds, and staff would again recommend Edgemont restructure their rates to implement this new surcharge. Our analysis indicates Edgemont is bringing in sufficient revenue to establish the $5.50 surcharge required for this loan without raising its rates further. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. I'm not sure, but do we have representatives from Edgemont who would like to speak on behalf of the project?
Anyone from Edgemont is here, but Abby from A2S and Bill Ass from Black Hills Council of Governments are here if there's questions.
Yes, I'll ask the question. What is the system that they're using to remove the radionuclides from the water? The water softeners, or what are you using?
No, there's a...
It's the WRT system, I believe, Dr. Gennert. It's a proprietary system that a few places out in the hills have used. It has a resin media that absorbs the radionuclides.
That's a water softener you're talking about.
No, it is not a water softener.
The resin is, I see.
This resin is not, it lasts, they don't replace the resin more than every 5 to 10 years, I believe, is roughly the cycle. And then it is taken away and has to be disposed of and new resin brought in. It's different than the softener systems.
Mm-hmm. It's a proprietary system you're talking about.
Yes.
You know, to remove the redness that you have in the water, you can do that by adding phosphate to the water. We do that at Newfield to get rid of the red in there.
I think the issue is that the high iron water is causing a buildup, and it's causing the radionuclide removal system to be less efficient. So it's not just the color and taste that's the issue. It's kind of affecting the entire treatment system.
I don't disagree, and probably say what you're saying is exactly correct, because the iron, we have a problem in our system, if you feel, with the iron. Although we get the water softeners to work perfectly, we have other complications in the system because we think of the buildup of iron. And I gather what they're proposing is they're going to put a system in to remove the iron from the water before it goes through the radionuclide removal system. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Vertical pressure filter system.
Critical pressure filter system.
A filtration system of filters, okay. And that's been done elsewhere? Or is this the first time it's ever been done?
No, I think that's been done elsewhere. I think a couple places in South Dakota even, I'm not sure where, but.
Okay. I'll be interested to see how it works out. Thank you. Thank you for your answers.
Okay, we have a recommendation in front of us for the iron producing water pretreatment system for the city of Edgemont. Do we have a motion of approval?
I'll move approval.
Bernhard will second.
Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion or questions?
Adam. Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnerk.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
And Soholt.
Aye.
All right. We will move on to our last application, which is Minnehaha Community Water Corp. They are proposing to improve their water storage capacity in two separate areas of their distribution system. It consists of approximately 8.2 miles of 12-inch water transmission main, a new 250,000-gallon water tower located near Humboldt, and a new 750,000-gallon water tower located near Brandon. It would also construct a control valve station. They are anticipating bidding the project in April of 2021 with a project completion date of November 2022. Project amount is $7,510,000, and that is the amount that they have requested. Current rural household rates for Minnehaha community users are $56.24 per 7,000 gallons. Staff's recommendation is to award a $7,510,000 drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years. They have pledged system revenue for payment of the loan. Our analysis indicates that revenues at their current rates will provide 140% coverage of the loan, which exceeds our 110% requirement. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledged revenues for payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, and contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Minnehaha Community Water Corp, and the district. I believe there are representatives from Minnehaha community on the line.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this is Scott Buss with Minnehaha Community Water. Andy did a good job summarizing what we're doing with the project, and we wanted to make ourselves available for any questions.
So moved, Gunnerk.
Second, Bernhard.
A motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional discussion or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnerk.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Soholt.
Hi. Jerry, before we move on, I'll just kind of quickly recap our available funds, and I guess all of this will change slightly because with the hopeful passage of the 2021 omnibus bill, the upcoming session, by the time we get to March meeting, we should have some additional allocations coming in. But really, the consolidated program, no changes, no recommendations made there today. The only changes were in the drinking water SRF program, where the loan balance now available is just a little under $28.5 million. The principal forgiveness available to any borrower remains the same at 1.587. And that principal forgiveness available to disadvantaged communities has dropped down to $650,000, so just under $2.24 million available for principal forgiveness in the drinking water program. So, thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Solid Waste Management Program funding applications. Drew.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. Good morning, Chairman and members of the board. Before we begin, I'd like to go over the dedicated solid waste management funds that are available for award. There are approximately $1,910,000 available for award, and that information is on the screen. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources received three applications for solid waste management program funding by the October 1st deadline, and those applicants can be seen on the screen. Because this is a one-day meeting, I would ask the board to take action on the applications at the time they are presented. The first application is from Brown County. Brown County has proposed to construct landfill cell number 4 at their regional solid waste facility. The proposed project will allow Brown County to absorb population growth in its service area and provide for continued operation of the facility. Without the construction of cell number 4, it is estimated that Brown County landfill could reach its maximum capacity in 2022. The total project cost is $2,603,750, and the amount requested is $1,301,875. Brown County opened bids for this project on December 22nd, 2020, and is anticipating construction will be complete by the end of 2021. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 10% based on project cost of $2,603,750, not to exceed $260,000. For landfill projects, grant awards have historically been between 15 and 20% of total project costs. However, Brown County has repeatedly transferred large quantities of money from the landfill to other county departments, demonstrating that Brown County requires less financial assistance than other applicants. Brown County is not interested in the solid waste management program alone and will fund the remainder of the project with local cash. If there are any questions, I believe we had a representative from Brown County to speak on the project.
Yes, I have.
Yes, there is a representative here.
I have a question if there's. Is a representative there?
Yeah.
From Brown County. You're proposing to develop a new cell, is that correct?
Correct.
So did you make a calculation as to what the lifetime, useful lifetime of that cell would be?
Yes, we do.
And what is it?
So it's a little skewed. Cell 4 is approximately 3.5 years below grade, so below ground level, and there's airspace available above ground level, and that'll be utilized when, you know, we start to finish filling above 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4. So, but for cell 4 itself, the total airspace available for waste is like 7.5 years.
Really? So basically in 7.5 years you're going to be out of space entirely for the facility?
For the current open cells, yes. The life cycle of the unit, which is a 12 cell unit, it has about 90 years left in it that we're permitted for.
You have how many cells in this?
So the current master plan indicates a 12 cell unit, and we are constructing cell 4.
Okay, of the 12 cells, you're constructing cell number 4. That right there. And those 12 cells are estimated to last 90 years or something like that under the current
usage? Correct. Correct.
Mr. Kerr.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the recommendation for Brown County Landfill to cell number 4?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Kinnerick.
The motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional discussion or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam? Bernhard?
Aye.
Dinert?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soholt?
Adams and aye.
Thank you. Jerry?
Aye. Aye. Okay.
Right, the next application comes from the City of Huron. The City of Huron is proposing to purchase a new walking floor trailer for recyclables. Current trailer is in poor condition and no longer usable. This trailer will transport recyclables collected in the City of Huron to the recycle processor that is located in Sioux Falls. Total project cost is $99,800, and funding requested is $49,900. If awarded, the City of Huron plans to purchase the trailer in April of 2021. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 50% based on project costs of $99,800, not to exceed $49,900. For recycling projects, grant awards have historically been between 35% and 50% of total project costs. Say if Huron is not interested in the solid waste management program alone, and will fund the remainder of the project with local cash. Unfortunately, the representative from Huron planned to be here, but had to reschedule to a last-minute scheduling conflict, but I will do my best to answer any questions in their stead.
Okay, we have a recommendation in front of us for the city of Huron walking floor trailer for recyclables. Is there a motion?
Second, Adam.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional discussion or question? I have a question. Is the walking floor trailer some type of a conveyor?
No. This is basically just a truck that will allow them to pile up all their recyclables and then take it to this processing in Sioux Falls. There's no, it's not a complex mechanical system. This is basically just a trailer that has enough leg room and headroom to walk in, and then they'll keep store their single stream recycling in there. And I think they take it to Sioux Falls twice a week.
Thank you. We have a motion in a second. All in favor with an aye.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnerick?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Next application is from Mitchell. City of Mitchell is proposing to construct also landfill cell number 4 at their regional solid waste facility. The construction of cell number 4 will be done in the junction with the closure of cell number 2. To maximize efficiency and capacity usage. It is estimated that without the construction of cell number 4, the Mitchell landfill will reach its maximum capacity by spring of 2022. Total project cost is $1,621,905, and the funding requested is $800,000. The City of Mitchell plans to begin construction in April of 2021 with a completion date of December 2021. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 20% based on project costs of $1,621,905, not to exceed $320,000. For landfill projects, grant awards have historically been between 15% and 20% of total project costs. City of Mitchell is not currently interested in a loan from the solid waste management program and plans to fund the remainder of the project local cash at this time. If there are any questions, I believe we do have a representative from Mitchell. I'll be able to answer those.
Yes, this is Joe Schrader with the City of Mitchell. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I want to thank you for this consideration, and I'm here for any questions.
So I have the same question as I had for Brown County. Is that did you make a calculation of the useful life of this cell?
So as Drew said previously, the current system we have out there would be at capacity in 2021. As for the new cell, I would have to go back and check and see what that is. But Leif, do you have we have Helms and Associates on. Leif, do you have the useful life of the cell as a whole?
So that one is similar. I think it's a little more than Brown County. It's about 4.5 years. It depends on the volume. You know, a little smaller cell than Brown County's waste volumes. But yeah, and that's similar to that kind of a low grade estimate. The way they're set up is we need to fill one, two, three, and four below grade, and then start filling above grade. So once three's full to grade, and then four's full to grade, we would then start to fill. So even though cell 4 below grade. before, when we got here, that the air volume, airspace available above grade had extended out further. But I don't have those exact numbers.
So 4.5 years to fill up to grade, and then you got another 4.5 years above grade? Is that correct?
Yeah,
9 years.
Right.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
9 years total.
Four of these 4 cells, a very similar unit, 12-cell unit. I don't know what the electrical is unit.
So the question is, when are you coming back to our group to ask for more money? In 4.5 years?
4-cell construction.
Pardon?
Yeah. For cell construction, it should be in that, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 years. It depends on waste volume streams. You know, if something changes, you know, but based on the current volume streams, I would expect it to be at least 7 years before we come back to ask for more funds.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got recommendations for the construction of landfill settlement report for the city of Mitchell. We have a motion to approve.
So moved, Gunnar.
Second, Adam.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion or questions? All in favor with an aye, opposed with a nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soho?
Aye. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, real.
One quick thing, we can't install these funds. Just to see what we spent today, there was our original amount, which I had previously mentioned, and we awarded around $633,900, bringing our total amounts down to $1,276,242. Similar with the other funding for our program, we are expecting to get funding from the 2021 omnibus bill that should bump this number up, but we will have that at the March meeting. Thank you.
State Revolving Fund. The Federal Fiscal Year 2020 report discusses activities from October 1st, 2019 to September 30th, 2020. The report is in the same format as in previous years. Some of the highlights for the Federal Fiscal Year 2020 include the Board awarding 31 Clean Water SRF loans and approving one amendment for total funding of over $105.6 million. Of these 31 loans, 4 received principal forgiveness, an aggregate amount of $3 million. Loan repayments for the year totaled more than $42.6 million, with $35 million in principal, $5.8 million in interest, and $1.7 million in administrative surcharge. Staff recommendation is for the board to approve the draft annual report for the Clean Water SRF program and to authorize staff to finalize and distribute the report.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Gunnar.
Second, Bernhard.
Motion has been made and second. Is there any additional discussion or question?
Now, I have one question to Stephanie. The same as the next document. What, do you ever estimate how many people years is required to put all that information together in those reports?
What is required?
Well, I mean, does it take 2-3 people for a year to put up? I mean, there's a tremendous amount of information and the size and all that, and to recheck everything. And like, what is the people power to do that?
Well, I start on this report after September 30th because a lot of the stuff I can't pull until then. And so basically from, you know, the October 1st until beginning of December, I'm pretty much working on it, you know, nonstop all the time. So there's all of that. And then after that, you know, there's staff that reviews it multiple times. I think this is our third draft that we went through, and I don't know how many hours they've gone through looking and reviewing everything, but yeah, it takes a lot of time, a lot of reviewing. They're big reports. There's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, but to check all of that out, you put a lot of it together. Do you have somebody that checks what you do? As far as, you know, you got an infinite number of numbers in there, dollar figures and everything else. Does somebody go through and try to check that out?
Yeah, I go through and I put the numbers in, and then like Mike, Andy, John, and Dave, they all go through and verify all the numbers, okay. And that's all based off of what we have in our database. If they all go through and review them.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye, opposed with an A. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Soho.
Aye. Drinking water. Stephanie, please continue.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman Soho. The South Dakota Conservancy District is also required to submit an annual report to the Environmental Protection Agency for the Drinking Water Sewer Revolving Fund. The federal fiscal year 2020 report discusses activities from October 1st, 2019 to September 30th, 2020. The report is in the same format as in previous years. In federal fiscal year 2020, the board awarded 22 drinking water SRF loans and one loan amendment for a total amount of nearly $39 million. Of these loans, 9 received principal forgiveness and the aggregate total of $7.4 million. Loan repayments totaled more than $28.7 million, with $23.6 million in principal, $4.1 million in interest, and nearly $1 million in administrative surcharge. Staff recommendation is for the board to approve the draft annual report for the drinking water SRF program and authorize staff to finalize and distribute this report as well.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Gunnert.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional question or discussion?
Just follow-up question. You spent about the same amount of time on this report as the other report, the previous one, Stephanie?
Yeah, I kind of work on them at the same time. Usually I focus on one and get that, you know, to the draft and another review before I focus on the other one. Yeah, they're pretty much concurrent with
one. But you're responsible for both reports, is that correct?
That is correct.
Tremendous amount of information in there. I don't know how to check it all out. It has to be a really something. Thank you. Thank you for your answer. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr.
All in favor with an aye, opposed with an A, Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Soho.
Aye. Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Item number 10, John.
Thank you, Chairman Soho, members of the board. On January 4th of 2018, the Board of Water and Natural Resources approved a $300,000 consulting contract with Midwest Assistance Program to provide water and wastewater capacity development services throughout South Dakota. The contract is based on an hourly rate of $75 for calendar year 2018, $76.50 per hour for 2019, and for 2020 was $78. The contract was executed on January 12, 2018, and goes January 31st of 2021. It has a provision to allow for an extension for up to 3 additional years with mutually agreed upon annual inflation adjustment. On December 2nd of 2020, the department received a request from Midwest Assistance Program to extend the contract for 3 additional years and requested the hourly rate of $78 per hour for both calendar years 21 and 2022. And $80 to the end of the contract, which ends on January 31st of 2024. That letter was included in your board packet. The assistance from David McVeigh, the Assistant Attorney General, the First Amendment to the consulting contract was prepared and included in the board packet. The contract period is from February 1st of 2021 and goes through January 31st of 2024. It is staff's recommendation to approve a resolution authorizing the execution of the First Amendment to the consulting contract with Midwest Assistance Program. And I'll stand by if you guys have any questions.
We have a motion to approve the staff recommendation.
So moved, Gennard.
Second, Adam.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional discussion or questions?
Yeah, I would imagine that those people do a good job. I would have had association with them in the past, and on our project with Deerfield in the early stages, and I really respect their advice and so forth.
Absolutely. They really help out our small community, especially where, you know, you have a lot of part-time finance officers, and the type of expertise that they provide is really helpful.
All in favor with an aye, opposed, negative, and please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gennard?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye. Andy, you're up.
Thank you, Chairman John Soholt. Just forward back a few years there. Our item 11 is a request from Eagle Butte to rescind Clean Water SRF loan C461148-03. On June 22nd, 2017, the board awarded a Clean Water SRF loan for $670,000 to the city of Eagle Butte to replace an existing gravity sewer line with a new lift station in Force Main. The area where the work was to be performed has disputed ownership between the city of Eagle Butte and the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, which has not been able to be resolved. As a result, the proposed work has not been completed, and the city and tribe remain in discussions regarding ownership and necessary work to be performed. No resolution appears imminent, and the city believes the funds are no longer necessary at this time. On November 24th, 2020, a letter was submitted to the board from the city requesting for the loan funds to be rescinded. Staff's recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2017-70, approving the original Clean Water SRF loan.
We have a motion to approve the recommendation.
So moved, Gennard.
Roll call.
Did we get a second?
We have a second.
I'll second the motion. Gennard.
Motion to make and second. Is there any discussion or question?
Yes, I have one question, Andy. You know, we've been dealing with this for a lot of years.
You are very correct.
Is there no way that we can set up some sort of a group that can go in and negotiate something in this regard? Because these people need this service, you know, in this little town.
You know, it really is a real difficult thing when you bring in the different entities and
yes.
ownership issues. And we've tried getting together, working with the city, coming up with some alternative solutions. They've tried working with the tribal government, some also, and to this point, it just hasn't been able to be resolved for this particular project. They've got some other areas that they're, I think, looking at doing things a little different to maybe work around this issue in this particular location, but as of right now, there just doesn't seem to be much in the way of any way to move that forward, right?
So in the negotiation process, you have to, the city or somebody negotiates with the tribe for this additional land?
It's not even so much the additional land, it's the issue of the boundaries out there are somewhat ambiguous, the maps aren't real clear.
Yeah.
There's claims to different parts of what is tribal land, what is city land, what is, I think it's deeded land or trust land. It gets very complex. I'm certainly no expert. I don't know if any of us on staff really are. but who owns what and where those boundaries are not well delineated. And there's been some, this project and other Eagle View projects have had a real interesting time over the last few years, and we're just about ready to close out kind of all of the existing work. And Eagle Butte is looking at starting over with kind of a clean slate on some new projects.
Well, it's not only this, but it's also the water project, isn't it also?
Yeah, the water projects were an issue at that time.
Yes.
We got several things accomplished. I think there were areas under dispute there on one particular street, if I'm remembering correctly. And, it's not a great situation. It's just not an easy solution anywhere, because there's a lot of politics and government on multiple different governments involved that all have their own desires and things that they're looking for. So
yes, because it's really needed, both the water system and the entire system.
There's improvements needed throughout the system.
That's right. Thank you, Andy. Hang in there.
Okay, we are going to resume resolution 2017-70. All in favor with an aye. Opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye. Item number 12, Fresh for Clean Water, Tyler.
Chairman Soholt, members of the board. On June 28th of 2018, the City of Preston was awarded a $4,048,000 clean water SRF loan with 34.6% principal forgiveness, not to exceed $1.4 million to replace sanitary sewer pipe throughout the city. DENR received a letter dated December 7th, 2020 from the City of Preston, requesting that the scope of the funding be amended to include the replacement of the sanitary sewer outfall line. The outfall line has been cleaned and televised, and multiple deficiencies have been found, indicating that the outfall line is in need of replacement. Recommend amending the clean water SRF loan B461236-01 to include the proposed sanitary sewer outfall replacements. I believe we have a representative from Project Preston to answer any questions you may have.
This is Jacob Sonic from SPN Associates, and I am here to answer any questions.
I don't quite understand, this is Paul Gunnert. I don't quite understand, what is the request for money here? And additional finances to the grant? The loan? Is that correct?
No, the funding's already available. We're expanding the work to be included in the state water plan and for environmental reviews to be completed, so we can make these corrections to the deficient system.
So you're only asking for a variation in the scope of work, and it's all covered by the existing money, is that correct?
That's correct. Good.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a motion to approve the staff recommendation of amending the scope of the SRF loan C461236-01. All in favor, we have a motion.
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Gunnert.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any additional discussion or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye. Opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye. Thank you, Donner. Item number 13, Elkton.
Chairman Soholt, members of the board. On March 29th of 2019, the City of Elkton was awarded a $1,106,000 clean water SRF loan, $2 million consolidated grant, and a $794,000 water quality grant. Clean and solid the system, replace approximately $22,000 of storm and sanitary sewer pipe, along with 29 manholes. DENR received a letter dated December 3rd, 2020 from the City of Elkton, requesting that the scope of the project be amended to include the replacement of the West Lift Station. The West Lift Station has been experienced significant deterioration within the past year due to high moss precipitation as a needed replacement. Staff recommends amending the scope of clean water SRF loan C461229-02, consolidated grant 2020G-101, and water quality grant 2020G-72-101 to include the proposed lift station replacement. And I believe we have someone on the line to answer any questions you might have.
Once again, this is just a change in the scope of work. The funding remains the same. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
We have a motion to approve the staff recommendation to amend the scope of the project.
So move, Adam.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion or question? All in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnerk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye. Moving on to item number 14.
Chairman Soholt, members of the board, the Terry Trojan Community Water Corporation was awarded a $812,000 drinking water SRF loan with 9.9% principal forgiveness. This is to be used to replace water lines and provide other miscellaneous distribution system improvements. Terry Trojan has requested that the scope of the funding be amended to include the installation of a remote read water meter reading system. This will include replacement of existing water meters with remote read meters, as well as the computer software and hardware needed for the system operation. Staff recommendation is to amend the scope of drinking water SRF loan C462455-01 to include the proposed remote read water meter system.
Thank you. We have a motion to follow the staff recommendation.
So move, Gunnar.
Second, Bernhard.
The motion is made and seconded. Is there any additional discussion or question?
Yes, I hardly approve this without any question. I have a couple of questions, though, in my regard. How many users are we talking about in this system?
I'm not exactly
sure. Okay, second question, what is the price that we're putting on this remote reading system? What is it going to cost?
This is Abby, Larson repeating to us. We're estimating about 300 meters that are going to be put in. The total, which would include a tower installation and all the software, all the meters, and everything they would need to do the remote reading, it's about
$244,000.
And that's just an estimate.
What did you say?
An estimate of $244,000.
$244,000 total?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of the system?
Terry Trojan Water District.
I can't understand.
We don't know the name of the
brand. What is the
company?
When did we finally figure out their application?
No, you're talking about the water remote read system.
That's it. Oh, remote system.
I think is it the census remote read system?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't understand the question. It's census.
The census remote read system.
Census?
Census.
Okay, thank you. For $244,000. That's in total organized, all of it then, right?
Right, for the meters and for the computer system and whatever.
Okay, thank you.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye.
Adam?
Please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnerk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye. Fine. Thank you. Item number 15, John.
Well, John, I hope you can explain this that I can understand it.
I'll try to do my best. Thank you, Chairman Soholt, members of the board. Staff received a memo from EPA that was signed December 12th of 2020. The memo stated that effective August 13th of 2020, that state revolving fund recipients must comply with regulations 2 CFR 200.216, prohibition on certain telecommunications and video surveillance services for equipment. Implementing section 889 of Public Law 115-232, the regulation prohibits the use of federal funds to procure or obtain equipment, systems, or services that use certain telecommunications equipment or services. EPA concluded that SRF programs must ensure that equivalency assistance agreements or loan agreements include specific language regarding the telecommunication prohibition. To comply with the directive, staff has identified 4 clean water loans and 17 drinking water loans that need to be amended to include the telecommunication prohibition language. Included in the board packet is the language that will be inserted in section 1.3 in our standard loan agreements going forward. I would note that in subsection A, in the second sentence, there was a bad copy and paste that was included in the board packet. We'll be omitting the wording page 4 of 29. So, this agenda item was informationally only. It does not require any board action, but we wanted to go on record of notifying the board that we'll be amending those loan agreements and, you know, open it up for any discussion. I guess I'll say that we found out in November about this coming down. The law was, my understanding, was in a defense belt, so EPA wasn't tracking it as well, and that's why the dates and when we were notified and when it's effective is the way it is. I fully believe that some of this is due to some of the Trump administration and dealing with companies out of China. So that's why this is coming down the pipe. So I'll open it up for any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions, John?
Anyone understand what John told us?
Dr. Gurn, I don't know if I know. I understand. I just know that we have to amend some loan agreements to comply with this federal regulation. All right, thank you, Chairman Soholt and members of the board.
Thank you, Justice. Item number 16, March 25th, 26th, 2021 meeting. Mike, do you want to tell us about it?
Sure. I guess just to kind of add on to what John talked about, this same language is being put into the contract documents when it goes out to bid to the contractor, so they're aware of that language too. So they're not trying to put in any of that prohibited equipment into the project. And you know, primarily this would be surveillance equipment that they would have, maybe at a water treatment plant or something like that, or possibly maybe even some of the remote meters. I don't think it's going to be a big issue, but it's something, like John said, that we were forced to address. The March 2021 meeting, it was scheduled for the 25th to the 26th. I anticipate we will probably have a one-day meeting tentatively. Andy and I have talked about that would be on Thursday the 25th. We would probably start in the morning to address any administrative items that would be needed. And I'm guessing maybe a 10 or 10:30 start, and that would probably be just dependent on the load of items that we need to address. And then we would recess for lunch and then start again at 1 o'clock to take up the 37 funding applications that we received by the January 1st deadline. So, this is the same number of that we had last year. This is just historically our biggest round. So these 37 applications total $72,575,000. We have 19 sanitary storm applications. Those total about $46.6 million. 15 drinking water applications, which total approximately $24.8 million. And we have three solid waste projects, which total $1,153,000. So, another long funding meeting. I guess if there are any other suggestions on how to handle the meeting, we'll take those under consideration and work with the chairman and the board to do what we need to do. We don't have any other items that we have identified at this point in time, but I'm sure we will have some of those housekeeping items that need to be taken care of. Questions?
Mike, I have a question. I'm on the board today, but as with the second part of our title of natural resources, I've gotten a number of calls from Northeast South Dakota about zebra mussels. And for me to make the recommendation to who they should direct their questions to and who they should involve, who should would be best for me to direct those questions to?
Is it the Game Fish and Parks has an invasive species section? I can do some checking around for you, Chairman, and get you a contact for that.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and for all the staff and all the work that was put in to prepare for today's meeting and the special arrangements for me to be at the DVN site. I appreciate that at the last minute. So thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Adam.
Second, Jenner.
Motion is made and seconded.